winding through dense thickets of reeds that often grew taller than men, creating a natural maze of protection for the rustic inhabitants that lived in its midst. They were pastoralists who avoided urban life and sought independence, living off the land. And that is why Nimrod wanted them as slaves. He had left Uruk and moved to the central area of Mesopotamia to establish a new kingdom. But he had to build a city to match his ambition. Such a massive undertaking required manpower, more than he had at the time. So he was building a slave force by subjugating outlying rural tribes and transporting them upriver to his home base, now called Babylon. In just a short time, he had secured Mesopotamia by starting the communities of Akkad and Babylon. His mighty army consisted of hundreds of his own giant progeny and became quickly feared and respected in the region. These were the giant offspring he had produced when he was king of Uruk and had established jus prima noctis, the divine right of the Lord to first conjugal rights with all brides of the city. He ultimately abandoned the practice because of the consequences of a populace that resented their king. But not before he had sired hundreds of giant sons and daughters that he had taken with him to build his future. Nimrod established a beneficent vassal kingdom through